A jury is now deciding the fate of three white men accused of murdering black jogger Ahmaud Arbery in Georgia. Closing arguments wrapped earlier today in the trial of Travis McMichael, his father Greg, and their neighbor William Roddy Bryan, who filmed the incident with his iPhone, all three charged with murder. They say they were making illegal citizens' arrests last year when they chased Arbery in their pickup trucks because they suspected him in rumored trespassing in the neighborhood. Travis McMichael says he ultimately shot Arbery in self-defense after Arbery lunged for his gun. WABE's Lisa Hagan is here. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Robin.
And let's briefly get your thoughts on a statement from the defense yesterday that jumped out. Laura Hoag represents Greg McMichael, the father. She was knocking down the notion that it was actually Arbery, the jogger, who was the victim, who was trying to defend himself.
Turning Ahmaud Arbery into a victim after the choices that he made does not reflect the reality of what brought Ahmaud Arbery to Satilla Shores in his khaki shorts with no socks to cover his long, dirty toenails.
Lisa, I don't know what to say.
Yeah, I will say that Ahmaud Arbery's mother actually walked out of the courtroom yesterday when she heard that line. And she's been sitting through autopsy photos and listened to video of her son being killed many, many times during this trial. She said the toenail thing was beyond rude.
Well, was she trying to insinuate that he wasn't a jogger or something?
Oh, certainly. That's absolutely the case that the defense has been trying to make, yes.
Yeah. Well, the three men are claiming self-defense. As you know, some people watching this trial have trouble understanding why it wasn't Arbery who was defending himself from three strangers, two with guns. So here's the lead prosecutor, Linda Donikoski, and she seemed to have that in mind, telling the jury that under the law, a person can't claim self-defense, as these three men are, under three circumstances.
If you are the initial unjustified aggressor, you don't get to claim self-defense. If you're committing a felony against somebody, you don't get to claim self-defense. And the third one is if you provoke somebody so that they defend themselves against you, and then you go, oh, look, he attacked me first. But you really were the one who was provoking the attack on yourself. You don't get to claim self-defense. And that's the law.
But Lisa, you know there are tweets going out cutting that sound from this prosecutor in the Arbery case in Georgia with the prosecutor in the Kyle Rittenhouse case who said almost the same exact thing, that essentially Rittenhouse couldn't claim self-defense. He was provoking fear. The jury didn't agree. Now, you know, people are asking, how is it that someone who's frightened by someone with a gun and tries to take that gun away doesn't have the right to self-defense, but the person with the gun does? You've tweeted out an explanation. What is that?
Oh, yes. If the jury does consider self-defense, which they'll have to find that the McMichaels were in fact trying to use a citizen's arrest, here. The self-defense argument is incredibly powerful, and we see that over and over in police shooting cases. And we see, you know, the Rittenhouse trial has shown us that juries do affirm very often that if you can say that in the moment you feared someone getting a hold of your gun, that's a mortal threat, and that justifies killing someone. And that's the way the law has been crafted in states, including Georgia and Wisconsin. And it's very hard to overcome.
I want you to repeat that. This is up to the state laws. It is legal to shoot someone if there's a whiff of a possibility that someone could take your gun, even if that person might be taking the gun because you're going to shoot them.
Right. I mean, and the way this works in both cases is you have someone who is dead. Ahmaud Arbery is not on trial. This isn't a trial about what Ahmaud Arbery was doing. It's only about the actions of the defendants.
Yeah, we only have half a minute here. What's the mood outside the court?
We've had some groups from Virginia coming down, new Black Panthers and others, and some of them have been armed away off from the courthouse. They're different from some of the local activists we've seen here all along, and extremism experts say their beliefs include anti-Semitism and homophobia. One group's been denounced by Black Lives Matter activists and is friendly with the Proud Boys. I haven't seen them interact with Ahmaud's family. His mother's lawyer made a very diplomatic statement saying he just hopes no one interferes with the court process and the jury.
WABE's Lisa Hagan in Georgia. Thank you.
Thanks, Robin.